Happy New Year. Moms, I'm so glad you're here. You are not going to want to miss today's episode because as a mom, you have influence over your household. Do you realize that your home is full of toxins and it's affecting how you feel? So today in this episode, I'm going to be sharing these 12 easy peasy non-toxic tips that will get your New Year's off on a good foot. And it'll give you the confidence to take control of your family's health, and you'll know how to better safeguard your home. So stay with me. Let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. Now, implementing these 12 non-toxic tips will help you swap out the old and bring in the new. But I want you to know that this is only the beginning of your journey to a healthier, safer home environment for you and your loved ones. Listen, I've been working on a healthy, toxic-free home and body program for months now that will transform your home into a haven of health. And I want you to join me in your first home detox audit session so together we can personalize a plan for you. I'm going to share more of that at the end of the episode. I'll leave the link below. Just knowing that I have a heart for helping women become aware of the fact and moms to know how to protect their family. There are so many hidden toxins, and many of them are associated with allergies and other common ailments that you're thinking is coming from someplace else. These 12 tips, I want you to take them to heart because these are some of the things that I wish I knew when my son was a toddler, because we were both allergic to so many things and didn't realize what they were. When we were tested for allergens, we learned that some of the things that we were allergic to were right there in our homes, and I needed to little by little, step by step, get rid of them. So always talk to your doctor and consult with him, but these 12 hacks are going to make your life a lot easier. It's going to give you reassurance that you're doing everything you can for your family. I'm reminded of Proverbs 4 and 5. Solomon says to get wisdom, develop good judgment, and don't forget my words or turn away from them. Okay, the first of 12 hacks that you can put into place right away. The first one is DIY natural cleaners. That just means replacing chemical-laden cleaners with homemade natural alternatives. You can, for instance, use ingredients like vinegar, baking soda, and essential oils for effective and safe cleaning your counters, your bathrooms. This really does work. Take a vinegar cleaner and you mix equal parts of white vinegar and water in a spray bottle. Add a few drops of essential oils, you know, something that you'd like. It could be orange or peppermint for fragrance. You can also create a baking soda scrub. It's a scrub by mixing baking soda with a small amount of water to form a paste so that you can really, you know, get in there and do some scrubbing on the surfaces in your bathroom, in your kitchen, wherever you use commercial cleaning products that are laden with all kinds of chemicals. You can actually have a fun family day mixing and making your own It's going to be a lot less expensive and it's going to be fun. Your kids are going to love it. The second hack is to bring plants into your home, because certain indoor plants like spider plants, peace lilies, and snake plants are known for their air purifying qualities and they look good. So I would say to research which one of these plants you like to help purify the air quality inside your home. Purchase these plants from your local nursery and place them in various rooms in your home, especially where your family spends a lot of time. The third hack is organic food choices whenever possible. Opt for organic fruits and vegetables to reduce exposure to pesticides. And washing your produce in a mixture of, here we go again, just 1 teaspoon of baking soda per 2 cups of water will actually help remove residues. And always remember to shop for organic produce at your local market. It's fresher from farm to table. The fourth hack is natural personal care products. This is where you want to switch out and swap your commercial products for natural organic personal care products for skincare, hair care, and hygiene so that you can avoid harsh chemicals. Now, you do want to research the brands that offer cotton, natural, and organic personal care products and gradually replace your current products with these natural alternatives as you run out. So it's not about tossing everything you have, but it's about swapping out one item at a time. The fifth hack is safe cookware. I may have mentioned this before, but you want to look for and you want to use non-toxic cookware such as cast iron, stainless steel, or ceramic to avoid harmful chemicals from the non-stick coatings in all of those new modern pans. They look nice, but my mom gave me a cast iron skillet and I use it and I will continue to use it and it'll still be around for my family to use. And you get traces of iron from the cast iron. So it's a win-win all the way around. The sixth hack is utilize natural pest control methods. Go green with your pest controls. You already know there's chemicals in there because it kills these things, but there are natural ways to kill pests and insects. Use natural pest control methods like diatomaceous earth. It is a white sand-like powder that you would sprinkle in your plant soil or in your garden. You can also mix water with a few drops of peppermint oil in your spray bottle and use it around your house to keep insects and pests at bay without harmful chemicals, because that's what you want to get away from. So use natural deterrents, like even soaking cotton balls in peppermint oil and sticking them in corners if you have ants that are starting to come in, or whatever, spiders or any kind of pests that you want to keep at bay. The seventh hack is quality air filters. You're going to want to install high quality air filters in your home's heating and cooling system if you have central air to reduce airborne contaminants. You want to research high quality HEPA air filters for HVAC or a heating, ventilation, and air cooling system. If you don't have central air and heating, you can opt for a less expensive but very simple and effective air purifiers. You can have those scattered throughout the house in different rooms. Just don't forget to change the filters according to the manufacturer's recommendations so that they're always fresh and absorb and suck up some of the pollutants in the air that you don't even see. Okay, let's move on to number 8 because we got a few more to go. Non-toxic bedding. Now, especially for your kids, you want to choose organic cotton and bamboo bedding, pajamas, and mattresses made of natural materials to ensure a toxic-free sleep environment, because you not getting adequate sleep, you may be associating it with something else, and it could be that you just need to research bedding made of organic materials and gradually, again, replace your current bedding with organic options as you need to. Let's move on to number 9. This swap is, as a mom, you're going to want to look for and buy toys for your child or children made from natural materials like wood, organic cotton, or bamboo, just so that you can avoid those harmful plastics and paints, especially those labeled as containing BPAs or phthalates. Read the label. You're protecting your family from the unknown and from hidden chemicals in consumer products that are harming you or causing allergens and all kinds of common illnesses that you may not be aware of that are associated with just some of the chemicals, toxins, and pesticides that are allergens to your human body. The 10th is to swap your plastic containers. Now, I know I've said this before, but use glass and stainless steel containers for your food storage to avoid potential chemical leaching into your foods from the plastic containers. 11 is healthy cooking methods. Okay, and what I mean by that is food that you're already eating, try steaming or baking over frying it, and use herbs and spices instead of the processed condiments for flavor. Experiment with all the different variety of herbs and spices. It will actually add flavor to your food, and you definitely want to ditch the white table salt for mineral rich pink or blue Himalayan salt. Last but not least is the 12th tip. The final and 12th tip is to educate and involve your family. Moms, come on, you already know this. You have the influence and they are looking to you. Teach your family about the importance of these changes that you're looking to make and involve them in the activities that you're about to undertake, like, you know, preparing healthier meals or making fun DIY cleaning products that smell sweet, and they're part of this. This encourages a collective effort within your family, and especially with your children, so they understand you're moving towards a healthier lifestyle for the whole family. Implementing these 12 easy peasy tips is really going to help you, and just swap out one at a time. That's all you have to remember to do. And join me in your first home detox session so together we can actually personalize a plan for you, okay? And here's to your health and well-being and acknowledging it is your greatest wealth and that of your families. It's more than a resolution. My 8 short week program will transform your household. Don't wait. Start your journey to a toxic-free lifestyle today. So go ahead and book your home detox session with me now. Click the link below and step into a vibrant new year. Your family deserves this gift of a healthy living space in your home sweet home. Let's make 2024 your healthiest year ever. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.